Monique, we need to sing this after. But I want to. At the party, Muff. At the church party. I'm just kidding. Your face. While they're eating.
Well, it's easy to play love and to get hard to get. And I do know that I want you.
Santa comes for us all. Oh, how nature acquaints us with the nature of patience, like a seed in the snow.
Labor's waiting in silence. their anthem, your Savior lays in a manger in humble form. Your King is born. Hail the Prince of Heaven comes, angel choirs sound the call for this babe wrapped in a cloth, the incarnate Word of God. All the kingdom and its power resting now in this child, Prince of Heaven, Jesus, hope of the This means mercy in fullest form, loving kindness forevermore. Son of David and Son of God, He is Christ the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Ascend Church. Good morning. If you can stand with me while we get ready to worship God this morning. It's only a few more sleeps till Christmas. I'm excited. How about you? Well, we're going to sing a favorite Christmas carol of mine, and we encourage you to sing along with us.
To you forever. Oh,
this is my testimony from death to life. 'Cause grace rewrote my story, I'll testify. By Jesus Christ the righteous, I'm justified. This is my testimony, this is my testimony.
Come on, help me sing it.
Come together, sons and daughters, bought with blood and washed in water. Sing the praises of the Spirit, Son and Father. Our God will finish what He started. Oh, our God will finish what He started.
This is my testimony from death to life. 'Cause grace rewrote my story, I'll testify. By Jesus Christ the righteous, I'm justified. This is my testimony, this is my testimony.
God, we thank you for the breath that you breathed in us. We thank you that you are a God of second chances, third, fourth, and fifth. Amen. And God, we thank you that as long as we have breath, you are not done with us.
Yeah.
Come on and sing it with me.
Put your hands. Put your hands together.
Sing it loud.
If I'm not dead, you're not done. Greater things still to come. Whoa, I believe. I'm not dead, you're not done. No, no, no. Greater things still to come. Whoa, I believe.
If I'm not dead, you're not done.
Greater things
still to come. Whoa, I believe. If I'm not dead, you're not done. Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe.
Oh,
this is my testimony from death to life. 'Cause grace rewrote my story, I'll testify.
By Jesus Christ the righteous, I'm justified. Come on.
This is my testimony. This is my testimony from death to life. 'Cause grace rewrote my story, I'll testify. By Jesus Christ the righteous, I'm justified. This is my testimony. This is my testimony.
Somebody give a shout out of praise in this morning. God, we prophesy this over ourselves. Work that you have for us. on,
church.
Yours is a power, yours is a glory forever. Amen. Yours is a kingdom, yours is a power, yours is a glory.
Worship you in this place, God. We lift you up. We magnify your holy name, for you alone are worthy, God. We thank you that you've called each of us by name unto you, God, and we love you. We worship you. We honor you, God. We thank you for your praise. Thank you for your praise. Singing over me, you have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so. shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow, there's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb on, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Oh, the
church, sing it
still
out.
You give
we celebrate the love
away.
Of God. We're thankful.
Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
Aren't you thankful for the love of God? That's what Christmas is all about. It's all about the fact that God, Jesus, the Son of God, left heaven and came to the earth to come after us, to pay the price, to redeem us, to give his life. That's the love of God that we celebrate at Christmas time, isn't it? Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. Put your hands together. Get excited today. Let the Lord know. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you. We love you, Lord. We thank you for your great love toward us today, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want the kids to come up on stage. Come on. Turn to someone. Greet someone. Tell them you're glad to see them. Give them a big smile. Tell them Merry Christmas. Come on, kids. Come up here. There you go. Get together. Get a little closer. All right. Praise God. The kids are going to be performing a song for us now, right? And Glory, you're going to be singing, right? Give them a big round of applause. Let them know. Are you guys ready back there? Good job, Glory. Good job, kids. You know what Christmas is all about, right? What's it about?
Jesus.
It's about Jesus. And today our kids' church are going to have their Happy Birthday Jesus party. And they're going to have a lot of fun. And everyone's going to get a gift. Are you happy or excited about that? Well, you all did a great job today, didn't they? Give them a big round of applause. You did a great job today. Yeah. Now, hold on a sec, don't go anywhere. Now they're starting to warm up a little bit. Now you're not nervous anymore, right? You sound great, Glory. So we also want to say thank you to all of our children's church teachers and helpers and volunteers. And I want to ask if you're a volunteer and you help in children's church, would you stand up real quick where you are? Just stand up. I know there's a lot of helpers, and we have 20 volunteers that help out in children's ministry, and you know they take turns, and Maria leads our children's ministry. She does a wonderful, wonderful job, and we so appreciate her.
You know what, I just last thing I'll say, what I love about our children's ministry, and this is not everybody. We have kids that they depend on
their parents. Our grandson's not here today.
He's having Christmas with his other family, and so. But what I want to say is, it's not a babysitting service. They truly are being taught the Word of God.
That's right.
And you know, like I said to them, the only eternity will reveal the fruit of the seeds that are sown in the years. You know, I just looked at Hannah, Monique's daughter, singing in the worship team. She used to be in kids' church. And so we can't imagine what's going to happen. God's going to use your lives, and we love you. And go and have a good party. Amen.
Wonderful. I also want to, thanks kids. Go and, the party's about to begin. Good job. Good job. Good job to me. Now, we want to thank everyone who has served in our church this year. And we really want to recognize and honor you. We have today, I think we brought there's a gift for every volunteer. We have a gift for every volunteer. And so I just want to say thank you, first of all, to everyone who served in our media department every week. Won't you stand up, the media?
Everyone,
if you serve in media, just stand up for us. Thank you so much.
So many of them.
Everyone who served in media. And I have to give a special shout out to Miguel.
Come on, Miguel.
And Natalie.
Yes.
Who are here every single Sunday. Ashley is here every single Sunday.
Right.
Is that Cameron back there? Cameron, well, thank you to our media team. I want to say thank you to all of our ushers. Would you stand up if you serve
Come
as
on,
an ushers. Usher?
Anyone
stand
who
up for us. We thank you. We recognize you. We appreciate you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you to our ushers. I want to say thank you to our worship team who do such a wonderful
Phenomenal.
Job.
Phenomenal.
Every Sunday, we have Callie is on the keyboard. Dave is on guitar. Job is helping us on the bass today, but you know, Abel is out of town, but Job's always there to help us when we need him,
yes,
so thank you. And then we've got Muff on the drums back there.
So good.
And of course, our singers, we have Hannah, and we have
Gwen,
and we have Leslie, and we have Monique. Thank you so much.
So
every week,
so
they rehearse every week. Every week, they're here to lead us in worship, and we so, so appreciate you. We have I think we have great worship at this church and
beautiful,
great musicians
beautiful.
And singers. And thank you so much. I want to say thank you to Chester, our sound engineer, who's been with us a number of years. He's back there every week doing a great job.
Thank
Amen.
You. Dolores, our photographer.
Dolores, our photographer, who takes such great
so
pictures
good.
Every week. Our prayer team, people who come and pray every Sunday. We went up. I tell you what I loved. I got to church early this week. I get to church early every week. But when we drove in, there was still some of the straw that was outside from last week with the petting zoo. It was still out there. So Louis's here every week. He's always here early. And Tony was here, and they helped me and we cleaned up all that. They cleaned up all that straw and got it packed away. And as I was walking in, trying to get up to pray, as I walked up the stairs, I could hear the prayers praying and just praying and calling on the Lord. And I can't tell you how much it blessed me to hear you. I want to thank everyone who comes every week early to pray.
Yes,
I want to thank everyone who served as Connect Group leaders and ran Connect Groups this year.
Yeah.
And anyone who served in any way, we appreciate you. We have a gift for you. Please make sure that you get that. The team leaders will get it to them. Amen.
You know, it's amazing to me the amount of our congregation, the percentage that serve. Because there's a real heart. I see it in so many people. Just a heart to do whatever it takes. So, you know, if you say, this person serves in children's church, you inevitably find they serve somewhere else as well because everybody's just willing. So we're so thankful. And today, We're going to have our potluck lunch afterwards, and then you'll see how these people are willing to feed you too. So that's good. Well, welcome to Ascend Church. So glad you're here today. As Pastor Steve said, this is a season where it's not all about tinsel and lights. It's about the love of God. And I pray that you feel that this season. No matter what goes on in your life, it's not always a happy time for people. Sometimes it's a time of sadness and regret when they think back. But I hope you feel the love of God on His gift in sending Jesus to the earth. Amen. So I just want to welcome anyone who's visiting for the first time today. Do we have any first-time visitors? We'd like to just hand you a visitor pack. Anyone here for the first time today? I don't see any first-time visitors. Welcome to those that are watching online. I'm so glad you've joined us. If you're watching on Facebook, go ahead and share it. It's Facebook Live. Go ahead and mention where you're watching from. Follow us in the service. You can be ministered to right in your home where you're sitting. Amen. And come to church if you can. That would be great. We're going to pass the clipboard by. Just let us know that you're here. Let us know if you have any address or phone changes, emails. It helps us pastorally. Thank you for doing that. If you don't receive our text, just dial the word ASCEND to 313131. To be honest with you, I do it every week, and every week I get kicked off. So I've got to figure that out. If you have that issue, let me know. But we like to just let you know what's going on in church each week. And then just lastly, before Pastor Steve comes to preach, I want to mention the four main purposes of our church. The first one is that you would know God. Second is that you would find freedom. The third is that you discover your purpose. And lastly, that you'd make a difference with your life. Amen? Amen. Ready for the word this morning?
You ready? Praise the Lord.
Yes, we are.
I really want to encourage you for this Friday night. It's Christmas Eve. I hope you'll be coming to our Christmas Eve service. It's at 7 o'clock on Friday night. It'll be 1 hour, 7 until 8. It's always our tradition. What we do is we come to church on Christmas Eve, and then we go to dinner at 8:30. We go to dinner, and this year we're going with our daughter Nadine and Brady. I want to encourage you, please, to invite somebody to come to church on Christmas Eve. You know, at Christmas time, it's usually a lot easier to invite someone to church because people are very more often open to going to a church service at Christmas time. And we are doing Christmas Eve not just for you and for me, but for those who do not know Christ. You know, Jesus, Christmas is about celebrating Jesus coming to the earth, giving His life for us. And the least that we can do at Christmas time is thank Him and celebrate that and invite someone to come and hear the gospel, the good news. You never know, this could be the year that they receive Christ and their whole life changes. So I'm asking you to please invite someone to come and join us Christmas Eve this Friday at 7 p.m. We're going to be doing Christmas carols. I have a powerful Christmas sermon, and we'll be from 7 until 8 o'clock. Amen. Are you ready for God's word today? I want to speak to you about get ready for breakthrough. That's what I'm speaking about today. Get ready for breakthrough. And I decided to get dressed up today. I just felt like wearing a suit today, putting on my fancy shoes today. I just feel it's Christmas time, and I'm just going to step it up at a notch for Christmas time. So praise the Lord. I want to speak about get ready for breakthrough. Tell your neighbor, get ready for breakthrough. You know, the dictionary defines the word breakthrough. It means to make a sudden, quick advance through an obstacle, or it means to step forward. I believe you're about to step forward. I believe you're about to make a sudden, quick advance. Those things been holding you back. You're about to experience breakthroughs in your life. God wants to give you breakthroughs even this year. We've got 12 days left of 2021. And let me tell you right now, God can give you a breakthrough before the year is out. There's some things been holding you back, and God wants to help you to break through. A breakthrough is where you see a sudden burst of God's favor. My belt keeps breaking. A breakthrough is an explosion of God's goodness. A breakthrough is when all of a sudden God releases His power in such a way that you are overwhelmed. You just stand back and, man, that could only be God. I mean, maybe you struggled financially for some time, but then you get a good break. You get a promotion or you get a new job. You get a new business deal, and all of a sudden it's not a struggle anymore. That's a breakthrough. Or maybe you've been praying about a child for years and suddenly they get back on the right course. That's a breakthrough. Or maybe you're trying to get into a certain college and they said they were full, but suddenly they call you back and they say, we have a spot for you. That's another breakthrough. Those are all breakthroughs. It's like a flood of God's power and a flood of God's favor where you look up and you say, Lord, I'm overwhelmed by your goodness in my life. That's the God we serve. He's called the God of the breakthrough. And let me tell you, no matter what you're facing, no matter how impossible it looks, the God of the breakthrough, He wants to visit your house. He wants to give you breakthroughs this year. Let me tell you, you might have struggled financially for a long time, but if you will stay in faith, the God of the breakthrough is coming your way. Your dreams may seem impossible, but right now, the God of the breakthrough is working behind the scenes. He's arranging things in your favor. Amen. But here's the key. You got to get ready for breakthrough. You've got to live breakthrough minded. You got to get up every day and say, Lord, I know you're the God of the breakthrough. And even though I don't see a way, I know you have a way. I'm expecting you to visit my house, to overwhelm me with your goodness. I'm expecting, Lord, a sudden explosion of your favor in my life. Can you say amen? That's what it means to live breakthrough-minded, where you're expecting God to show up and show out in amazing ways in your life. One time, David needed a breakthrough. David was facing an impossible situation. He'd just been made king over Israel. And when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king, they gathered their entire army to go and capture David. And David and his men were greatly outnumbered. They had really little chance of winning. But David asked God for help. And God gave him a promise that he would go with them and that they would defeat that army. So David and his men went. And that's exactly what happened. God gave them a great victory over the Philistines. And David was so overwhelmed by what the Lord did that he said in 1 Chronicles chapter 14 and verse 11, God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a breakthrough of water. Therefore, they called the name of that place Baal Perazim. The Amplified Bible says like the bursting forth of water. And it says they called the name of the place Baal Perazim, which means the Lord of the breakthrough or the God of the breakthrough. David renamed the place the God of the breakthrough. The New Living Bible says God broke through my enemies like a raging flood. And the Message Bible says God exploded my enemies like water explodes from a burst pipe. Let me tell you, family, David likened God's power to the bursting forth of waters. In other words, he described it like a flood. He was saying when the God of the breakthrough shows up, and when he releases his power, it's going to be like a flood of his goodness, a flood of his favor, a flood of healing, a flood of new opportunity. I mean, think about how powerful water is. When you see floods, I mean, you see houses floating away by the flood. Nothing can stop the force of that water. I mean, anything in its way is moved out of its path. And you may have difficulties in your path. Maybe those obstacles look extremely large. Obstacles that seem impassable. Dreams that look unattainable. But let me tell you, when the God of the breakthrough releases a flood of His power, nothing can stop it. That sickness may look big, but it's nothing for the God of the breakthrough. It doesn't have a chance when God releases a flood of His healing power. Your opponents may look powerful. They may be bigger, stronger, better equipped, but they don't have a chance when God opens the floodgates of His favor. Amen. You need to get ready, not for a trickle or a stream or a river. You need to get ready for a flood of God's favor, a tidal wave of God's goodness, a tsunami of God's increase in your life. Can you say amen? Amen. See, some of us are thinking trickle when God's got a whole ocean to work with. We're thinking stream when God's got a tidal wave. You've got to enlarge your vision. You've got to stretch your faith. You've got to believe bigger. You've got to think bigger. Set big goals. Pray big prayers. God wants to release His favor like a raging flood in your life. He wants to overwhelm you with His goodness. Amen. That's what it says in Isaiah 59, verse 19. It says, when the enemy comes in. Now, if you read it in the New King James, in fact, most translations, it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, comma, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. But I really believe that comma's in the wrong place, because it should say, when the enemy comes in, comma, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. In other words, the emphasis on the flood has got to do with God's power and not with the enemy's power. When you face difficult, impossible situations, if you will stay in faith, the God of the breakthrough says, like a flood, you'll see my power. Like a flood, you'll see my vindication. Like a flood, my favor will overtake you. Let me tell you, suddenly God's goodness will overwhelm you. That's what happened to David. He was so impressed, he named the place Baal Perazim, God of the breakthrough. Because anytime David or one of his men passed by that city, they would say, remember when the God of the breakthrough showed up? That's where God broke through our enemy and released his favor like a flood. Generations later, when David's descendants passed through there, they would say, oh, yeah, our granddaddy David told us about this place. This is where the God of the breakthrough gave them a great victory, and they defeated the entire Philistine army. We heard about this place. Let me tell you, all of us should have some Baal Perazims in our life. We should have some places where we look back and we can say to ourselves, man, that's where the God of the breakthrough did something amazing for me. That's where God healed me. That's where God protected me. That's where God promoted me. That's where God provided for me. That's where the God of the breakthrough visited my house. Amen. Amen. This building you're sitting in is a Baal Perazim. This is where the God of the breakthrough released His favor like a flood and gave us this building. We'd been meeting at the Wyndham Grand Hotel at Harborside, and suddenly, out of the blue, we got a call from the owner of this building. It was a breakthrough. Said, I got a building I want to sell you. Let me tell you, you ever heard that country song that says, let's give them something to talk about? You ever heard that song? Let's give them something to figure out. Let me tell you, God wants to give you something to talk about. God wants to overwhelm you in such a way that everywhere you go, you can tell people about the great things the Lord has done in your life. Hey, Tony. Tony was diagnosed with cancer. Praise God. He's cancer-free. The Lord delivered him. Jerry was diagnosed with cancer. Jerry's cancer-free. I can sit here and tell you stories about people who had breakthroughs in their life that you can look back and say, I remember when the God of the breakthrough showed up and did a miracle in my life. Amen. We're not supposed to go through life defeated, discouraged. Oh, I never get any good breaks, Pastor Steve. I never get any promoted. Nothing's good ever seems to happen to me. No, man, get over into faith. That's what I want to switch you into faith today. Because if you will start living breakthrough-minded, God promises He's going to show up and He's going to give you something to talk about. Amen. If you will be bold enough to believe big, then the God of the breakthrough will release a tidal wave of His goodness, a tsunami of His favor in your life. Here's how David said it in Psalm 112 in verse 4. David said, when the darkness overtakes the godly, light will come bursting in. You see, at times it may seem dark. You may not see how things are going to work out. You don't have the funds. The problems seem insurmountable. But if you will stay breakthrough-minded, God promises, oh, the light's going to come bursting in. It's not going to trickle in. It's going to come like a flood, like the breaking forth of water. The light's going to come bursting in when the darkness comes against you. That means suddenly things are going to change in your favor. Suddenly you're going to get the break that you need. Suddenly your health's going to turn around. Suddenly that problem's going to be resolved. Suddenly a new door's going to open for you. I found that God likes to do things suddenly. When it's dark, don't start complaining. Don't get negative. Keep reminding yourself, you're in the perfect position. Light's about to come bursting in to my life. God's favor is about to come bursting in. It may be today. It may be tomorrow. It may be next week. It may be next month. It may be next year. But I'm expecting suddenly things are going to churn. They're going to change in my favor. When things are difficult, don't seem to be going your way, that's when it's the easiest to lose your joy, to lose your vision, to lose your enthusiasm, to not believe things will get better. But you gotta do just the opposite. Right in the midst of that challenge, when it seems dark, God says, now is the time more than ever to expect the light to come bursting in, to expect a flood of His favor, a flood of His vindication, a flood of His provision. Amen. See, that's the attitude we've got to maintain, is it may be dark, but I know the God of the breakthrough is about to turn this around. My child may be off course, but I know the God of the breakthrough is about to bring them back. Business may be slow, but I'm expecting the God of the breakthrough to release a flood of His favor, a flood of new clients, a flood of sales, a flood of promotion. Amen. When it's difficult, don't get negative. That's when you're in a prime position to see the light come bursting in. You're in a prime position for God to give you something to talk about. When I'm tempted to think that something's not going to work out, something seems impossible, let me tell you, I just have to drive past this building and I think, God, you did it for us once. I know you can do it again, Lord. I've seen you do it before. I know you'll do it again. Can you say amen? Let me tell you, God wants to release a flood of His power in your life, not a trickle. Some of us, we're thinking too small. We've settled where we are. You think you've reached your limits. You think you're never going to accomplish that dream. You're never going to overcome that obstacle. But you need to get ready, because I can see something in your future. Through my eyes of faith, I see a tidal wave coming your way. It's not a wave of defeat, and it's not a wave of discouragement. No, it's a wave of God's power, a wave of deliverance, a wave of restoration, a wave of promotion. It's the God of the breakthrough releasing like a flood, causing you to overcome that obstacle, causing you to accomplish that dream that you never thought would be possible. Dare to believe. Tell your neighbor, dare to believe. Because if you think trickle, you're going to receive trickle. If you think barely get by, then you're going to have barely get by. But if you think the problem's too big, that's going to keep you defeated. But if you will learn to think flood, you will experience flood. If you'll dare to think tidal wave, God can release a tidal wave of His goodness in your life. Jesus said in Mark 9:29, according to your faith, let it be unto you. According to your faith, let it be unto you. That means my faith has got something to do with what God does in my life. In fact, the Passion Bible says you will have what your faith expects. Say, I will have what my faith expects. Here's the question. What are you expecting? Don't have a small-minded mentality. Don't have a narrow, limited vision. Some people act like they're inconveniencing God. They don't think God wants to bring their dreams to pass. They don't think God wants to grant the desires of their heart. If they can just get through life, that's good enough. They don't expect to get out of the problem. They don't expect God to deliver them. They just ask God to help them endure it. They don't expect to meet someone and fall in love. They just want God to help them to not be so lonely. They're expecting a trickle when God's got a flood. They're thinking survive when God's thinking abundance. Isaiah 54, listen to what God says in Isaiah 54, verse 1. It says, sing, barren woman who's never had a baby. Fill the air with song. You who've never experienced childbirth. You're ending up with far more children than all those childbearing women. God says so. Clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large. Spread out. Think big. Think big. Use plenty of rope. Drive the tent pegs deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. You're going to take over the whole nations. You're going to resettle abandoned cities. Don't be afraid. You're not going to be embarrassed. Don't hold back. You're not going to come up short. You'll forget all about the humiliations of your youth and the indignities of being a widow for your maker, your bridegroom. His name is the God of the angel armies. Think about this. God is telling the barren woman to spread out her tents and to sing and to think big and to expect a growing family. Because let me tell you, if you will think bigger, God will act bigger. If you will be bold enough to say, God, I know you're the God of the breakthrough. I know there's nothing too difficult for you. I want to thank you for releasing a flood of your favor and a flood of your goodness in my life. Let me tell you, when you release your faith like that in a big way, God doesn't say, who do you think you are? The nerve of these people. Don't they know they don't deserve it? No, when you talk like that, it brings a smile to God's face. The Bible says our faith pleases God. He turns to the angels and he says, listen to what they're saying. They believe I can do great things. They believe I can turn any situation around. They've got their trust, their confidence in me. I'm not going to disappoint them. Let me open heaven's windows. Let me pour out for them a flood of my favor, a flood of healing, a flood of promotion, a flood of vindication. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you, if you want God to smile down on you in a greater way, dare to believe him for bigger things. The scripture says in James 4 verse 2, the reason you don't have what you want is because you don't ask God for it. Whatever you're facing today, maybe the doctor told you there's nothing they can do. Maybe a relationship needs to be restored. Maybe you have a child who's gone off course. Let me tell you, you need to start declaring the God of the breakthrough is turning this around. Say, the God of the breakthrough is turning this around. Maybe your dreams look so big, it seems like they're never going to take place. But don't ever rule out the God of the breakthrough. Because like a flood, his favor can overtake you. And I'm asking you today to live breakthrough-minded, expecting breakthroughs. Some of us are accepting things that are far less than God's best. You don't see how it could change. It's been so long. But I want to tell you that this is a new day. And the good news is that the God of the breakthrough is about to visit your house. Not with a trickle and not with a stream. Get ready for a flood of God's goodness. A tidal wave of God's favor. Release your faith in a greater way. Remember, you don't have because you don't ask. Dare to believe God. He wants to give you something. Oh, praise the Lord. That's all that's coming off. And it's not because I'm fat. I broke my belt. It's because it's loose and it keeps coming off. It's to keep me humble because I got all dressed up, you see, and now my belt broke. So. Anyway, praise the Lord. Let me tell you, God wants to give you some things to talk about. He wants to give you some Baalperisms in your life, some new landmarks where you can look back and you can say, I know that was the God of the breakthrough who did that for me. And let me tell you, when you live breakthrough-minded, expecting a wave of God's goodness, you won't be disappointed. God will show up and he'll show out in amazing ways. If you want to see breakthroughs, you got to break free from wrong mindsets. Many times we don't realize it's our own thinking that's limiting God in our life. Do you know that? The scripture says in Psalm 78 in verse 41, again and again, they limited God, preventing him from blessing them. Do you know you can prevent God from blessing you? Do you know you can limit God in your life? This is talking about when God brought the Israelites out of Egypt and he told them, go possess the promised land. I've already given it to you. But their own thinking stopped them from possessing the promise of God. You see, God had told them already in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 24, I have said to you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess, a land flowing with milk and honey. Was it God's will for them to have the land? Yes. Did he say, go and take it? I've given it to you. Yes. Numbers 13, verse 1, the Lord spoke to Moses and said, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. The 12 spies go spy out the land. They come back. Verse 27, they told him, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly is a land that flows with milk and honey. This is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified, very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there, the giants. So Caleb quieted the people before Moses. He said, let's go up at once to possess it. We are well able to overcome it. But the men who'd gone up with him, they said, no, hold on. We are not able to go up against that people. They are stronger than we are. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they'd spied out, saying the land through which we've gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and the people who we saw in it are men of great stature, and we saw the giants there, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. Chapter 14, so all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night, and the children of Israel complained against Moses and complained against Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, if only we died in the land of Egypt, or if only we died in the wilderness, why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, and our wives and our children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron. He said, how long will I bear with this evil congregation who complain against me? I've heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me. Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you've spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. It was their own thinking, and it was their own words that kept them from possessing that promised land. They thought they couldn't, and they said so, and as a result, they didn't. And 40 years later, their children, who they said would be victims, went in under Joshua's leadership and took possession of that promised land. You see, God is constantly trying to plant new seeds in our heart, telling us that we can accomplish our dreams, that we can break an addiction, that we can overcome the past. But often it's our own wrong thinking, our own wrong words that stops us. It stops those seeds from taking root. Instead of agreeing with God and thinking can-do thoughts, often we do just the opposite. We think, no, I can't do that. I'm not talented enough. I'm too old. I've been through too much. I've made too many mistakes. No, I could never do that. Our thinking is contaminated. You've got to examine your thought life. What are you thinking about? Have you allowed strongholds to convince you that this is as good as it gets? I'm never going to go any further. I'm never going to get out of this situation. I'm just going to have to learn to deal with it. Learn to live with it. No, recognize that's a wrong mindset. It's keeping you from rising higher in your life. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty in God for pulling down, say, strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. See, this is talking and telling us that there are thoughts that come to your mind that can become a stronghold in your thinking that can hold you back. It can contaminate you like a virus can contaminate a computer. Wrong thoughts can contaminate your thinking and your mind. And we need to clear out all the can.